Hi, Jim Hoffman here from EMS Office Hours, and this is your Monday Minutes. Last week, we talked a little bit about preparing for the National Registry Examination, and that was part one. We covered study time and study review sheets, flashcards, and even audio review tools that are great ways to prepare for the National Registry Exam. And in this session here, part two, I'm going to cover three other sections that I think are going to help you pass the exam, prepare a little bit better for the National Registry Exam. One of those is your instructors. Now, you know, what you should think about with your instructors is not just thinking about using them just in the classroom, you know, sitting there in the classroom, listen to their presentation, getting what they're saying to everybody as a group. You know, don't limit the knowledge of your instructor just to the amount of time that you're spending with them in school. Pretty much all of the instructors that you're going to come across are going to be more than willing to assist you, you know, inside class and even outside of class, especially if you're having problems with certain areas. You know, they're going to go ahead and try to help you with little trouble areas you might be having as much as possible. So you have to keep that in mind and keep try to use your instructors as much as you can, because you're going to, of course, you know, be responsible for understanding all the material. It's very important you fully comprehend all the difficult subjects that you might come in contact with and that are expected to you for you to understand for the National Registry Examination. Now, the second thing to think about is review group. Now, this is a very, very underutilized type of a resource, but it's very big. It's huge, okay? Now, if you don't have a study group together, try to go ahead and get one. Some things you want to keep in mind when you're choosing your group members is to try to get people that kind of get it in the class and, you know, people that kind of live near you. You know, you want to get people that get it. You know, it doesn't really help you or do you any good to kind of go and sit down and review with people that are already struggling a lot themselves, unless you think that by helping them, you're going to be able to help yourself and gain more expertise and gain more knowledge and understanding of the topic, which can actually wind up helping you in the long run. But, you know, just keep that in mind. Try to pick people that are kind of get it, that it, you know, you can feed off of and go back and forth with. Not going to help to sit there for a few hours and all of you struggling along with the same content. The other thing to keep in mind too is the distance. You know, this might be an important factor. You don't want to go ahead and set up study groups if the distance to where you have to travel is so far away. All right, because what's going to wind up happening is you're not going to stick to it. You're not going to wind up, you know, want to travel very far, you know, so keeping the distance to the study group location close, and you have one person's house, another person's house, maybe the library, things like that, is going to be very important. So try to find people in your class that live close to you, and again, you're going to be a lot more likely to maintain that review schedule if you live close to each other, as opposed to, you know, if you guys start living, you know, far away and have to travel an hour or so to get to each other. Now, the last thing I want to mention is to keep your sessions within a kind of reasonable amount of time. Usually 2 to 3 hours is good. And try to have that, get a strategy together of what you're going to cover that during that 2 or 3 hours. This way you sit down, you've got the strategy, you've got the content you want to discuss, you want to go ahead and zero in on and make use of those 2-3 hours session. The other thing too, I don't know if you're aware, but I have a website called paramedicmentor.com. It's a free members-only website, and what I try to do there is once a month have sort of an online live type of a tutoring session where we go ahead and try to discuss specific topics related to pretty much anything EMS. So if you and some of your classmates have a topic you want to cover, go ahead, join that site, send me an email, let me know you want to have a study group online, and I'll join you, and we'll go ahead and try to target some specific area that you might be having problems with the National Registry Exam. So that's at paramedicmentor.com. Okay, the last thing, practice exams. You know, don't depend on these too much. These are listed last for a reason. Now, I do believe that, you know, taking them and can actually be helpful to you, but what winds up happening is that a lot of people, you know, sign up for these exams and they depend on them too much. They take a few of them, they buy a book, let's say they use maybe an online service, whatever, and they do well on it, okay? So then now you start thinking, okay, I'm all right, I'm good, I know the content, I passed the exam. So you get that false sense of security. That's not always the case. Okay, you need to know the content that you're going to be expected to memorize and understand for the National Registry exam. Now, exams can be good, okay, with weaknesses. You can take an exam, and it might be able to show you specific topic areas that you're weak in. And then you can identify that and then turn around and go ahead and study with resources, again, review sheets, audio resources, things like that, to help you with the areas that you're more struggling with and that you find yourself to be weak on. So, don't get that false hope and take in practice exams. In the end, you're going to have to know the material. That's the bottom line. You got to know the material that's going to be on the National Registry exams. So that's the key. Practice exams, again, they're good. They can give you an idea of where you're standing, but that should not be the only thing you're using to help you study for the National Registry exam or pretty much any EMS exam. You've got to know the material before you sit down for that exam. So, you know what? Use the various resources we've talked about. Go ahead and try to find resources for audio and video study aids. Make up those flashcards, or use flashcards that are designed for iPods, iPads, Droids, even online-type flashcard websites. Create those review sheets that we discussed in Part 1 as well. Great ways to go ahead and help you study and retain the content that you have to know. And don't forget, like we discussed in this session, use your instructors, use peer reviews such as study groups, utilize other resources that can help you study with study groups like Paramedic Mentor, like I mentioned earlier. Some suggested resources that, I want to put down here for you is the brand new product. It's called an NREMT exam audio review. And this has got over 8 hours of study help that can pretty much go over soup to nuts what's going to be on, any paramedic course, and all 8 hours of audio study review. You can listen to it on your iPod, in your car, on your stereo, all that great stuff. Great way to go ahead and study and really get that content, into you and help you understand the content you need to know for the National Registry exam. And that's at emsseo.com/yt/nremt.html. Now, the other thing is the EMS Exam Bootcamp. This was a live webinar I did with Greg Fries from EverydayEMSTips.com, and we pretty much talked about not just a National Registry exam, but kind of broke down exams in general, what to expect, how exams are designed, multiple choice, and things like that, to really help you understand the anatomy of exams, test stressors, all testing techniques, all that stuff, to really help you sit down for an exam. And if you know the content, you'll be able to go ahead and really drill down and walk out of that exam really knowing the content and being comfortable with what you're testing on. Again, that could be for any exam. I recommend that EMS Exam Bootcamp webinar. It really helped you out with that. So, you know what? I hope you can use some of these Monday minutes in your day-to-day activities, and that they're going to go ahead and help you in your patient care, and in, more importantly, in this case, your career and in your testing. If you have some EMS minutes of your own, some Monday minutes of your own, be sure to comment below in the comments or send me your thoughts direct to jhoffman@ems-safety.com. And until next Monday, this is Jim Hoffman from the EMS Professional. Stay safe.